Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Michael Steele here. Now, I know you're waiting for the next big episode of the Michael Steele Podcast, but in the meantime, give a listen to this Michael Steele Podcast quick take. Whether it's in this coronavirus situation, or whether it's on an immigration matter, or a healthcare matter, the backdrop, the scenery that he puts around him. I used to tweet out to people when we were having these other pressers. I would say, don't pay attention to Trump. Look at the faces of the people behind them, because that's when you get to know, oh, yeah, they're not buying into shit, but they are forced to stand there.
They're hostages on the front lines in our collective national imprisonment. You know, all of us now somehow trapped inside, right, watching, you know, Trump's reality show.
Yeah.
As captive audience, and it's like the most malign or malevolent dream. I mean, it's like, you know, you can almost picture Don Jr. saying, "Dad, if you could have three wishes, right? One of the wishes being, you know, that I would love to make all the people captive so they could watch my reality show."
But we're stuck there. You can't change the channel. You cannot change the channel. I one of the last speeches I gave pre-coronavirus was to a group of about 700 people, and I asked the audience, I said, look, how many of you got up this morning and the first part of your conversation with your spouse, your lover, whomever, was about Donald Trump? And half the hands in the room went up. I was like, can you imagine? You get out of the bed talking about this guy. You go to bed talking about this. I mean, this is the complete permutation of your life by Trump and Trumpism. That's unnatural. I mean, we've had 44 presidents before him, and on any given day, you barely mention one of them prior to Trump.
100%. I think, look, it's not normal, right? Like in a healthy democracy, you just don't have the leader omnipresent at the front of your brain, in
all
the recesses
time.
Of your mind, at the top of your nightmares, like, you know, all of the time in it. But, you know, here we are. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, the only way to get rid of them is in the election in November. And if you look at the polls in the states right now, you know, the degree to which, you know, he's out there, it's pulling them down.
Yeah.
And I think that's terrific, because there's no scenario by which we see him gone, you know, before about, you know, 200 days from now, an election, a little bit less, and then, you know, the months later, an inauguration. And that's what the deal is on that. That's just reality. So take it in. This is the president of the United States, and to understand the consequences of this, right? This is, you know, I think we're across the line. You know, we're at the end of the era,
right,
of the U.S.-led liberal global order that existed from the end of World War II, that was architected by FDR, built by Truman, maintenanced, you know, by presidents from Eisenhower then through Obama. It's over. And, you know, whatever comes next in the world, it'll be different. It will not be a world that is looking to American leadership in the way that it used to. There'll be more nationalism, more populism. There'll be more rescission in democratic governance around the world. And we're going to see profound instability that results from this event in a lot of places around the world. over the next year, over the next couple of years. And we just, the country is saddled now with somebody who possesses literally none of the virtues of greatness that are called forward in these times. Mm-hmm. Possesses none of them. And that's tragic for this country, because the American people have never so profoundly made the wrong choice as that was made in November of 16. And, you know, we're going to pay an awful price for the incompetence and the ineptitude of it.
Do you think they see it that way? Do you think that there was a bad choice made here? Because I'm still dubious about the unelectability of Donald Trump. I still think that we could wake up and people go, what the fuck? What?
No, 100%. I mean, we haven't talked about politics, you know, of all of this. But, you know, I think that there's two key political issues you look at, right? You see him trying to get to the front of the line, trying to blame China. And then you see, well, Trump's attacking China. And I see too many Democrats on TV taking a line then that's too soft on China. You know, the Chinese culpability in this is immense.
Yeah.
And we ought to talk honestly about that. Two things can be true, right? Trump's lying to America. The Chinese lie to everybody.
Right.
Right. Both true.
Both true. Very true.
And the second thing is, you know, Trump is stating, you know, what's obvious to everyone at some point, you know, we can't all stay at home forever. Right. You know, hey, it's going to be June. It's going to be July. You know, at some point. Right. People are going to start to react to this stuff through the prism that airline passengers do. And I know you fly about as much as I do, mm-hmm. you know, that there's nothing that pisses you off conceivably in all the world when that moment where they tell you it's 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes. And, you know, it's not right.
Right. Right.
You know that flight's going to be canceled. And you sit there and you're like, why the fuck are they lying to me?
Right. Just tell right? me you canceled the damn flight.
Like, why? Right. I know that you know that I know that it's not going anywhere.
Right.
So the whole, hey, 3 more weeks, 1 more month, 2 more months, you got to stay inside till September. Parks are closed. Beaches are closed. Right. All people, right, at the end of this, right, like, will look at this and this will become who can get us back the fastest, right? Who can recover the economy, right? And Trump, right, nobody can say that guy doesn't want to reopen the economy as fast as possible.
Right.
So Democrats need to make the point that what will happen is what has already happened, which is the combination of delusion and happy talk and incompetence will cause more people to die and will retard the opening of the economy and increase the magnitude of economic suffering.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening today. Please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star review. Heck, give us 2 5-star reviews. I love it. Or catch us on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get that podcast thing on. You know how that goes. Peace out.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to LostGolfBalls.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. LostGolfBalls.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.